begin with a prayer for Professor Michael Sitto. For those of you who don't know, he retired from the faculty here last spring. He is experiencing a number of difficulties with the treatments for pancreatic cancer. Praise be to you, O Lord, for the comforting assurance that you have provided, promising, I have created you and formed you, Professor Mike Sitto. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by your name. You are mine. In the midst of his current anguish, we ask that you would daily renew Professor Mike with the assurance that he is your holy, special possession. You have promised to be with him. You have also promised that when he passes through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And so now, in the waters of cancer and the fires of chemotherapy, be with him as you have promised. Shield his faith and soul from these fires. Provide comfort and healing according to your gracious will. For you are his Savior. Amen. About 2,500 years ago, the Greek philosopher Socrates wondered, how is it that man can know what is good and yet does what is bad? Our society has spent hundreds of billions of dollars trying to solve problems such as poverty, educational delinquency, and drugs. And yet, sometimes the problems get worse. And it's added to by consequences of their attempts to solve it, with things like institutional welfare, a lowering of education standards, and a drug mafia. And thus, man's own experience demonstrates that there is a problem that runs deeper, that is more pervasive than all these surface problems on the earth. That deeper problem is sin. Sin that so pervasively influences every one of us that even the good we want to do, we fail to do. And the evil we don't want to do, that we do. Jesus is the only solution. He says to us in John 15, verse 5, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. Some people suggest that Jesus went too far. After all, look at all the great things men have done. The pyramids, computer technology, laser surgery. But what about, for example, those pyramids? Aren't they monuments demonstrating that man's greatest technology could not prevent death? Nor allow man to take anything with him? There is no doubt man does many great earthly things, even without Christ. But what eternal value do they have? What if a person could even solve unemployment and crime? What difference would it matter when the heavens dissolve and the elements melt? Jesus declares there is only one vine that produces fruit that is pleasing to the Father. I am the vine, you are the branches. He thus compares our faith in Him to a biological union. He connects Himself to us in order to make you and me holy branches in His Father's vine. He nourishes us with a sweet nectar. Your sins have been forgiven. He gives us His Spirit to enable us to bear fruit that is eternally pleasing to the Father. And yet, easily, we get so caught up building our own pyramids, so focused on our earthly problems, that we neglect our union with Christ the vine. But if that union is severed, we dry up eternally. If that union is even weakened, so are we. And Satan wants to convince us that we can take that union with Christ for granted and just enjoy the union with the world now. But this world is never a friend to help us unto grace. Satan would use even its most noble elements to get us to presume that we can disconnect from the vine of Christ and go and do what we want and then reunite to the vine when it's convenient for us. After all, he suggests, Christianity is easy. Just believe and do as you please. But Jesus warns us that the devil is a roaring lion that wants to devour us. And that he can actually appear to us as an angel of light to deceive us. Satan is relentless and ruthless in his attempts to sever us from that vine of Christ. Our feeble pop guns, wooden swords, will not cause Satan to flee in defeat. So what is more important for you? Popularity? Power? Pleasure? For what? Maybe 70 years in this world? An eternity in hell? Or saying no to the deceitfulness of sin and enjoying that union with Christ for eternity? Only Jesus washes away your sin and preserves you in faith. So it is worth more than a sideways glance or a gesture to abide in Him. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 342, stanzas 1 and 3, and there will be announcement after that.